G6.
It's a Flush the Format Friday. 194 of the Playhouse of the Morning. Zero and Amy K, your picks throughout the morning. I gotta tell you, every Friday, Amy K, every Friday, Flush the Format Friday, just the vibe, the energy, makes me feel both fly and my mood is comparable to that of a G6 aircraft. Always.
There should be a song about it.
I would love that. Why has nobody made a song like that before?
Fly like a G6.
It would be pretty good. Have you ever felt so fly and comparable to a G6 aircraft? They're very nice.
I think there's been times.
Tell me one.
I would probably say my most recent, when I was in the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. And I was looking at all the different wands that I would like to purchase.
Yeah, I usually feel less fly like a G6 and more poor in an 80s Honda Civic. That's more, kind of more like that's my vibe. As we pull a TRQ, totally random question out of the box, a totally random question. And today's TRQ. Oh, that's a scary one. When and why were you fired? That's the totally random question this morning. When and why were you fired? If you've ever been canned before, 237 at text 35270. For me, it was when Amy and I spent 2 minutes talking about being fly like a G6 rather than doing actual radio.
Do you want to know something surprising?
Huh?
I've never been fired.
Samesies, but there's room.
It's kind of shocking.
Same.
Yeah.
I'm agreeing on behalf of myself, not
okay.
You.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were shocked about me.
No, there's been plenty of times I've expected it, again, for myself, not for you.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, because I'll just be going about my life.
Thanks for clearing it, though.
Well, I know what you think. And I'll get a random text message, and the boss, he's a lovely guy, his name's Dan, as much as we mock him, he's a nice guy and hasn't fired us yet. He'll be like, come upstairs for a second, but he gives no context, so I'm like, this is the day. And you kind of do that, like, pass by, where you're like, okay, do we have any, like, good-sized cardboard boxes by recycling there? And you kind of have one, like, that. My stuff would fit in there. And then he goes up there and he's like, oh, I was just wondering, do you think you guys would ever want to give away tickets to do-do-do? Have I ever said no? Of course we would. I thought you were going to fire me, fool.
I remember one time he called me and he asked me to come into work early. And I was laying in bed and he said, I need you to, can you please come into work right now? And I was so nervous. And I said, why? If you're firing me, just do it over the phone. I'm not going to get dressed. I refuse to come in. I said, I'm not getting dressed for you to just fire me when I get there. He wouldn't tell me why. And he said, please just come in. I said, I know what you're doing. You're firing me. I'm not getting out of bed. No, just do it over the phone. And he like kind of got a little upset. He was like, I'm not firing you. We're firing someone else. And I need to tell you about it in person.
Oh, there you go. That worked out well for you.
Yeah, it wasn't me at least getting fired.
Hey, good days. Good times.
It was.
Good times. When and why were you fired? That's the totally random question today. 237 hits text 35270. It has a Flush the Format Friday. Your picks throughout the morning as well. Flush the Format Friday, 194. In the totally random question this morning, when and why were you fired? Good morning.
Well, my oldest is non-binary. And so I had just this little rock on my desk that said LGBTQ+ friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me that I had to take it out of the office just because they're a Christian organization, and I refused, therefore I got fired.
Well, and what a silly thing to actually say to somebody in this day and age, even. Wow.
I know, and it wasn't like I had a huge flag or something in my office. It was just a cute little rock, and I don't know. I support my oldest and anybody else in that community, so.
Good for you. Appreciate you standing your ground. Good for you. Are you seeing some texted fired stories?
Yeah, someone said, I went to the emergency room instead of going into work. I came back with the ER note, and they said, we actually won't be needing that. Can you come with us? I was 18 years old. It was my first full-time job. I ended up getting fired. Another person said, when I was in high school, I was fired from my job at a fast food place. I was 4 minutes late because I had to walk to work, and they fired me.
4 minutes?
Could you imagine?
Listen, we were expecting you at 3. It's 3:04. Yeah, I had to walk. Sorry.
Sorry, I was walking into work. Especially like a high school student, they'd be a little bit more lenient. And if it happened every day, like 10, 20, 30 minutes late.
Yeah, everybody should get a couple oopsies, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you might want to leave a little bit earlier next time. We were waiting for you at 3.
Someone else said I was jobless for 3 years, but over the course of the 3 years, I was doing a lot of work online during that time. While I finally end up getting a job, I forgot that I got the job. I got a letter from my employer informing me I was fired after a week of not showing up.
And you're like, oh, yeah, okay.
Forgot I was even supposed to go there.
Didn't actually know I worked for y'all, but thank you. When'd you get fired?
I knew I was going to get fired. I've been slacking off on the job a little bit. And this manager came and told me, he's like, listen, Jason's about to fire you. I got to take you back right now. And I said, okay, give me like 2-3 minutes. And he said, no problem. So he thought that I was just going into the bathroom or whatever. But what I really did is unscrew all the salt and pepper shakers and just left a little gift for them so that when I walked out, they would always remember me.
It's like a little move, but, you know, it probably brought you some joy at the time.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's subtle, but I'm sure like once, you know, once the evening service restaurant gets started and everybody, you know, pours all the salt on their food, they're going to remember me for the rest of their life.
But do you think they're going to be like, I know who that was?
Maybe some of the workers, but all the people that are just like dining, they're going to be like, what is happening?
Sort of ghost is
who's
here.
Who's doing this?
What was that moment that you got kicked out? They fired y'all. 237, it's text 35270. 6:33 in the morning, 194 and a flush. The Format Friday, your picks throughout the morning. In the middle right now of the totally random question on the 194 Morning Playhouse. In today's TRQ, when and why were you fired? What are we seeing there, Amy Kay?
Someone said, one day I saw that my schedule online was blank at the end of one of my shifts, so I cleaned out my locker, texted my manager, and asked if there was a reason why I wasn't scheduled. But by the time he got back to me, he apologized for the error and said we were looking at your points, and the store manager said we have to let you go. I wonder if I would have been able to keep my job if I had not alerted him I wasn't scheduled. Another person said my work had me dress as a mascot, but I needed help getting the head on, so I entered the main area without the head on. Needless to say, I ruined a lot of childhoods, and I ended up getting fired. Someone else said, I got fired for putting in a time off request, which ended up getting approved. After my vacation, I showed back up, and I was fired for taking that time off.
Why did they approve it
yeah.
if they didn't want you to go so badly?
I would fight that one. Can you?
There's got to be something you could do or say where it's like, do we not accumulate that for some reason?
I just can't get over the mascot one.
You gotta imagine, though. I mean, if you're, I don't know where you worked, but let's say it's like, let's go to the extreme. It's Disney World.
No way.
Can you imagine seeing Mickey Mouse with a human head? If you were young enough, that would be scarring.
They were obviously, I think Mickey Mouse or Disney, they have like a group of people that are there to help get those actors and everything ready.
Now, if you're the Statue of Liberty for Liberty Tax, well, maybe it should have maybe been that much of an issue, whatever it is. From one extreme to the other.
I was working for Y94, but it was just maybe a couple months ago. I went to McDonald's for one of our live events, and they let me put on the purple guy grimace, the grimace costume.
Did you ask, or were they like, hey, you know what? Chuck didn't show up to work today. You look like you'd fit in this.
I think they know how much I love McDonald's, and that for Halloween, I have been the Hamburglar before. So they really like my enthusiasm for McDonald's.
It's actually called McThusiasm.
McThusiasm. And they offered it. They said, yeah, we have a grimace. And I was like, oh my God, no way. You have it here? So then they brought it out to me. I just like, they were like, here, just put it on right here. It was like in the main dining area.
Did it smell like hamburgers inside?
It did not.
Did it smell like sweat inside? It
smells like something.
Okay, good.
It was very top heavy. And then people wanted to take pictures with me, trying to move around in that whatever grimace is, the purple blob. It's hard.
He's not really a very good mascot because I don't really know what he's supposed to be.
I'm not sure what he is either.
He's so lovable, though.
Is he a purple nugget?
Well, if anything, he'd be a purple McNugget, but maybe.
I don't know.
You keep forgetting your mix.
Do you think that's how they all talk at McDonald's?
I think they make do.
Stop.
You don't make think?
He's supposed to be a milkshake.
Really? Okay. Why'd you get fired? Hello.
This was years ago, but I worked at And it was just crazy. The people treated you horribly. And I had just worked there for a year, and I was, like, working a 12-hour shift. And I just asked my manager a question, and she was like, you know what? You should already have known this. And I was like, why don't you know this already? What do you think? This restaurant, just you don't know what's going on? And so I just was, like, at my wit's end. And I was like, you know what? I quit. This is ridiculous. I hate this place. And he was like, oh, you quit? Well, you're fired, actually.
Of course.
And I was like, oh, yeah? And I ripped off my apron in the middle of my shift, threw it on the floor, and I ran out of the restaurant, never to be seen again.
Your reception was a little hokey-pokey, but I got the gist of it. So you asked a question, they said he should have known that, and you got fired? Why would they have preferred that you didn't ask the question? That's so dumb.
I think you dodged a bullet. You don't want to work somewhere like that. That just sounds frustrating.
With crazy people?
Yeah, well, if you ever asked a question, you should have known that. You should know. You should know better than that.
I wouldn't even know how to respond if somebody said that to me.
Clearly, I don't know, so that's why I'm asking you. Thanks.
I apologize for being thorough, I guess. Mm-hmm. Any final getting fired stories?
Someone said, well, I've never been fired. Everywhere I've ever worked ended up going out of business while I was working there.
It's you.
That might be some, like, bad luck karma.
It might be you.
Someone else said, I was fired for taking an aspirin from another coworker's desk while no one was at the office. They only found out because when the guy came back to the office hours later, I told him about it and I offered to replace the entire bottle, but he didn't want it.
Stealing drugs.
He got that mad about taking an aspirin?
Can you imagine if they called, like somebody called and was like, hey, we're just wondering why so-and-so's employment ended here. And they're like, stealing drugs. It was aspirin.
People were taking my Coca-Colas out of the fridge. I almost wrote a note, stop taking my Coke, but I thought I can't put that on a fridge because that sounds like drugs.
Yeah.
So I had to say not free pop and put it on all my pops in there.
I do think we should send a company-wide email that's like, Amy's looking for her Coke.
Where did it go?
In somebody's belly?
I only have one. I had one left and I drank it yesterday.
I don't know, but I feel so caffeinated.
Thanks.